It's 7:43 on this West Virginia morning. I'm Teresa Wills. This morning, we follow one of our reporters into a spooky place.
Woo! No!
Why'd you drop your can?
Oh, God, you're so scary.
We'll have that story coming up. This is West Virginia Morning. A Republican congressman from West Virginia who took part in a Wednesday protest of an ongoing impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump is defending his actions. Representative Alex Mooney was one of a dozen of Republican lawmakers who made their way into a secure room where a scheduled deposition was delayed. Dave Mistich has more.
Mooney drew attention Wednesday when he tweeted audio of a dispatch he made from inside a sensitive compartmented information facility known as a SCIF, where Pentagon official Laura Cooper had been scheduled to provide a deposition. On that recording, he said he made a call on a secure phone from inside the SCIF. In a Thursday phone interview, Mooney outlined his involvement in the protest, defended his actions, and criticized Democrats for limiting access to the impeachment inquiry depositions.
Committee hearings aren't supposed to be done in secret. This is a basic thing of government, and I don't care where you stand on the issue, or Republican or Democrat, or if you like Trump or you don't like Trump. Committee hearings are not supposed to be done in secret.
The U.S. Constitution does not specify how impeachment inquiry proceedings should take place. Following the Republican protest, House Homeland Security Chairman Benny Thompson sent a letter to the chamber's sergeant-at-arms, calling Wednesday's events an unprecedented breach of security. Thompson called for action to be taken against those who took part in the breach of the SCIF. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Dave Mistich.
Mothman, the Flatwoods Monster, Civil War Ghosts. For those who enjoy getting a bit spooked, West Virginia is one of the best places to find a Halloween-themed adventure. This weekend's episode of Inside Appalachia features stories about spooky legends and ghost tales. We sent one reporter, a self-proclaimed scaredy cat, to a Halloween-themed light event on the scares, but heavy on the spooky creatures. Brittany Patterson reports from the West Virginia State Wildlife Center in Upshur County in north central West Virginia.
It's the Friday before Halloween, and the parking lot of the West Virginia State Wildlife Center is packed. Hundreds of children and their families have come to the state-run Zoological Center, which houses wildlife, native and introduced to West Virginia, for the 9th annual Spooky Night Tours. I'm here because I love Halloween. Costumes, witches, candy, I love it all. But I hate, and I mean really hate, being scared. And that makes the Spooky Night Tours a good choice for me.
We're just spooky. We're not... We don't do anything really bloody or gory or anything like that.
Judy Channel is the secretary for the State Wildlife Center and organizer of the event.
We are honored to provide a family-friendly Halloween event.
The idea was developed by a former wildlife biologist.
The initial premise was the animals are nocturnal and they're actually kind of more active. And so it was just going to be interesting to walk through the woods with a mountain lion and wolves and black bears and everything. And we just built on it every year.
For the cost of admission, $4 for adults and $2 for kids, visitors can partake in all of the Spooky Night Tours events. That includes taking a hayride through the Wildlife Center. A tractor pulls an open-air trailer with straw bales in the back. It provides a prime view of both the center's creatures and spooky decorations.
Dead bear! Oh my gosh, there's somebody there!
To our right, a mannequin of a park ranger stuck in a manhole.
Maybe the bear got it.
Make-believe objects merge with the real-life animal residents who live here at the Wildlife Center. Up ahead, three black bears amble into view. Visitors to the center's Spooky Night Tours can also enter a maze, if they dare. I asked one excited patron, 9-year-old Jaden Straley Smith, what to expect.
Should I be scared?
No!
No, not too scary?
No, not scary at all.
Outside, a cobweb-covered headstone warns visitors, enter at your own risk.
All right, here we go into the maze.
Inside the tarp-covered maze, spooky skeletons hang from the walls, and orange fairy lights cast a ghoulish glow. the kids seem to love it. As promised, not too scary. Adrian Tucker and her family live about 20 minutes away. They love that the spooky night tour isn't horror focused.
It's just good, simple fun. Not too scary.
The highlight of the center's Halloween theme festivities really begins when the sun goes down. This is 9-year-old Brazen Rhodes' third year attending the spooky night tours. This year, he's come prepared.
So tell me about these tools that you have.
Flashlights. I'm gonna shine them in the witch's eyes if they try to jump out at me.
As night falls, excitement mounts. And we're off to see the animals in the dark. The trail has been decorated with different spooky motifs, mostly funny, including a graveyard and a giant dancing spider. One volunteer actor is dressed as a fortune teller.
You will be very tired when you get to the end of the trail.
But the highlight are the animals.
Oh God, there's animals up here! Yes.
The kids are especially impressed by three mountain lions, one of which is standing right up against the chain link fence.
Those are huge!
The kids stalk past the huge cats, waving their glow sticks and flashlights.
I just heard a witch.
Next, we come to a stage scene, which is supposed to be Area 51. A crashed UFO is shrouded in green glowing light. To keep the scare factor low, the actors are kids. 11-year-old Gavin Marsh is dressed head to toe in white plastic. He's playing a hazmat worker on cleanup duty. One of his brothers is dressed in a suit. He's playing a government worker. Another brother is dressed as an invisible alien. Even though he's really in plain sight, we're supposed to imagine the government workers can't see him.
How's it going out here?
Great.
Great? Yeah.
Just a little bit hard.
A little bit
hard? We gotta act like we don't see him. We're just staring at little strings tied to a tree.
In the darkness and the glowing shadows, their sense of imagination is a little contagious. As we walk on, I feel the spooky settling into my bones. And while none of the actors jump out or grab people, that doesn't mean that some of them aren't a little creepy.
Oh no!
During one particularly dark stretch of trail, one actor, face painted white like an evil clown, clicks on his flashlight and says, boo.
Scaring the crap out of him.
Oh God, you're so scary.
At the end of the tour, I meet up with Brazen Rhodes and his family. Turns out Brazen also fell victim to the scary clown guy.
Was there anything that was scary?
Tell the truth, because it was. There
Except
was a few parts.
That one guy that jumped out.
Yeah. But besides that, did you have fun?
Yeah.
Trip organizer Crystal Bevins was impressed.
Very exciting. Very good. Very, very nice decorations. Yes. We had a good time as always. It's very worth the trip to come to it if you've never been.
As for me, well, I survived and I had a good time. For Inside Appalachia, I'm Brittany Patterson at the West Virginia State Wildlife Center.
You can hear more of our Halloween-themed spooky episode of Inside Appalachia this Sunday morning at 7 and again Sunday evening at 6 here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. Or search for Inside Appalachia wherever you get your podcasts so you can listen as you make your jack-o'-lantern or get your Halloween costume ready. Singer-songwriter Sean Colvin delivers this week's Mountain Stage Song of the Week, Shotgun Down the Avalanche. It is one of several songs from her album, Steady On.
Shotgun down the avalanche, mm-hmm. Tumbling and falling down the avalanche, mm-hmm. So be quiet tonight, the stars shine bright on this mountain of new falling snow. But I will raise up my voice into
That was singer-songwriter Sean Colvin with this week's Mountain Stage Song of the Week, Shotgun Down the Avalanche. You can hear more from the Mountain Stage when you tune in Friday and Saturday nights at 8, right here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. Our Appalachia Health News Project is made possible with support from CAMC and Marshall Health. West Virginia Morning is produced with help from Caitlin Tan, Jessica Lilly, Kara Lofton, Liz McCormick, Dave Mistich, Brittany Patterson, Eric Douglas, Corey Nollinger, Emily Allen, and Roxy Todd. Our news director is Jesse Wright. Our producer is Glennis Board. I'm Teresa Wills.